Welcome to the Purple Political Breakdown. How's it going? How's your day been? It's been a while since we dropped a podcast episode. There were some podcast difficulties, but we're back at action, of course, to drop an episode every single week, maybe two times a week as well. Now, there's a lot of things that I want to talk about, but I'm going to briefly mention a few things that I think you need to keep your eyes on, and then I'll go into some main topics that I think are worth discussing. First things first, of course, we got the situation between Israel and Iran. Of course, Iran sent over missiles towards Israel, and apparently, allegedly, Israel has decided to fire back. What will this lead to is the question, considering that Israel's having the conflict that it is having against Palestine. But if Iran and Israel decide to wage a huge conflict as well, it just increases the feud, increases the conflict, and potentially enters a war that includes much more casualties than we were initially expecting. So this is a situation that we definitely got to pay attention to see where it goes. Next, of course, is Trump's criminal trial. Apparently, Donald Trump is the first president that has ever underwent a criminal trial, and this is in reference to the Stormy Daniels situation. Now, in response to this situation, apparently, is a Trump supporter lit himself on fire outside of the trial. I've said this multiple times, and not only is the stuff with Trump kind of crazy in itself, but Trump supporters are cult-like. Like, you can't say without a shadow of a doubt that this was a rational response to the trial taking place. I've already had conversations, I've already seen multiple times of things that are said about Trump, defending Trump, that are hypocritical, that are delusional, that are biased, that are, for the most part, not truly fair to the conversation, the meaning behind the conversation that is being had. Because ultimately, when it comes to a presidential candidate, a president, someone leading our country, we have certain standards, but those standards get thrown out the window when it comes to Donald Trump. Donald Trump has made these people believe that he is Jesus Christ incarnate. He has made these people believe that he is the arbiter of the new generation of Americans. He is the savior of the United States of America. He's made people believe that America is lost without him, to the point where they will light themselves on fire in defense, in protest for him. It's ridiculous. It's cult-like. It's disgusting work. I haven't been happy with Donald Trump's actions for a while now. And although people will try to make an excuse saying, well, Donald Trump didn't tell him to do this, of course, it's how you influence your audience that matters the most. Donald Trump, depending on his actions, depending on his influence, depending on the rhetoric that he spouts, will lead down a path where his followers will, by correlation, do some of the dumbest things imaginable. So again, keep your eye on this trial, and it will just shed light more and more on Donald Trump's credibility and his supporters as well. In addition to that, we have a loss of confidence in the U.S. institutions, as a poll was done, as the trust in the institutions have declined dramatically. I believe it's below 50%, or at the very least below 75% from the last time I checked the numbers. And this kind of just highlights not only how the right has become much more untrusting of the institutions that they've been supporting for years. Not only has it become more of a populist rhetoric on the right as well, but the left, of course, have always been one of those types that believe that the elites are the one controlling everything. That's unfair. It's prejudice. It's racist. It's sexist. So all of that is culminating to a mass distrust in the government, in the institutions, when in reality, it's not. Well, it shouldn't be distrust More so, it should be a misunderstanding. Now, yes, more information is getting broadcasted consistently to a lot of different people. So they're learning more and more what the government, what the people on top are doing, but they don't understand the nuances of what is government. They don't understand the nuances of what it means to lead. Now, there are things that deserve criticism, of course. I've criticized the current voting system numerous of times. I've criticized how we're handling immigration a number of times, how we're handling gun control and gun rights a number of times. But there needs to be an understanding on how these things really work, why these things are done the way they are, and the people generally are getting information they just don't understand. And that's just the truth of the matter, of course. Hopefully, myself and other people can become a bridge to try to help the people understand politics a little bit better, understand the government a little bit better, because a more informed public is a better public. We do not want to be led in ignorance. That's how you allow the people on top to control you. And we don't want that, of course. So just become more informed, be more understanding, really expand your horizons and your perspective, something I preach consistently on this podcast. Next, we got an international police attack captures phishing suspects into a huge phishing scheme. And what I mean by phishing, I mean P-H-I-S-H. The type of phishing that where people are sending things to your email and it's a scam. And apparently international police have finally captured one of the biggest scam artists, biggest scamming organizations in the world. This is just another great step right in the direction as these people try to fool people continuously, whether it's through their email, through their phones. Now they're using AI. We really have to crack down on these scams. And honestly, a lot of these social media companies have been pushing these scams without really having a better vetting process, and that I think they need to do that much better. Next, we got Biden administration reportedly works on a deal to forge diplomatic ties between Saudi Arabia and Israel. We'll see how this kind of works out. Keep your eye on this, of course, with Saudi Arabia being a very influential country, and if they are able to, you know, get diplomatic ties with Israel, this might be one step closer in ending this conflict in Palestine and Israel. Next, we got religious leaders may be allowed in Florida schools. A bill was signed by DeSantis allowing certain religious teachers what are they called? I forget the wording on the people who teach the Bible and religious teachings. There's another word for it, but I'm blanking as pastors, of course, to Florida schools, to public schools. They do need permission. The students need permission to talk to these people, but it may be something allowed. Apparently, satanic temples are going to try to test their limits to see if they can also go to these public institutions as well. It's very interesting that this is taking place. Of course, DeSantis in Florida want to be a country or a state that instills religious values, but you're testing a very shaky water because of stuff like Satanism, of course. But on the other side of the aisle, something that it's compared to religiously, I meant to do that, is the LGBTQ plus teachings, right? There's a lot of bans in terms of LGBTQ books in these institutions. Are you going to allow some of those people to do certain teachings, to have certain meetings with students as well? I'm curious to see moving forward how that takes place. And the last thing that I want to bring up, kind of the main topic of today's podcast episode, is in reference to social media and the social media stars. One thing that I notice is very particular individuals are getting more and more clouded, more and more notarized, more and more basically famous. I mean, that's the simplest way to put this. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it does highlight something that has always been true of human beings. They love the circus. What is the circus? What is one of the most entertaining things in human history that has been created? It's a show of very ridiculous, very unorthodox, very weird, but also very unique attributes being placed right in front of you for your enjoyment. Well, what is social media and what are these stars? Do you want me to name a name? I will name names right now and I won't be apologetic about it. People like Neon, like Jinx, like Stitch, like IShowSpeed, like Aiden Ross. These are people that have no intrinsic value in terms of things that they are pushing towards people. They're just ridiculous. There's words I'm not going to use right now. They are, you could say, funny. They are strange. They are unique. There are things that are not something that you commonly attach yourselves to. That's why their mannerisms, that's why things they say are so popular, because it's a circus. And right now, social media is a reflection of something that has always existed, is that human beings get entertained from things that is outside their wall, outside their experience, outside their perspective. Things that are unique, things that are weird, they are captivating because they are different. That is all what's going on now. That's why these people are going so viral. It's not because they are entertaining geniuses. It's just because they're weird, unique, and different. That is the extent of what it is. There's nothing beyond it. So I guess the question is, are these people becoming our role models? Are these people becoming millionaires? Are these people the one influencing the next generation? Or does it even matter? Well, I would argue it does. And I'm not putting anything on these characters necessarily, because what is my expectation from these characters? Nothing. They became famous for a reason. They are unique, quirky, weird individuals who I have no shed of responsibility or maturity beyond that. What would you truly expect? They are who they are, and they're not afraid to be who they are, which is why they're so entertaining. That's fine. I don't expect them to be role models. I do think there should be a certain level of responsibility being held, but it's hard when you have these type of figures that are being the characters. Like someone like, I don't know, Mr. Beast can create content, very unique and very interesting content that takes definitely a certain level of effort. But you can understand how he would know what it means to be a role model. I don't expect anything from the characters that I just named. And that's the truth. Will they learn it? Potentially. They can prove me wrong and I'll be completely fine. But my expectations are very low. So who am I talking to in particular? Well, the people that I'm talking to as of right now has to be the parents, has to be the adults that are pushing these things through, because you understand what responsibility is. You can distinguish the differences between the circus and reality. But if we get kids seeing these entertainers, these content creators, then they're going to look at their actions. They're going to look at what made them famous. They're going to look at what made them popular. And they're going to copy it. They're going to basically regurgitate that, whether it's to be a content creator themselves or to be what is considered cool. That's how the youth work, right? There are instilled values from the people that they pay attention to the most. It's supposed to be the parents, but nowadays, due to social media and technology, oftentimes it's not. It's based off the media that they are consuming. So this ball is in the parents' court. This responsibility has to be, because the content creators are going to continuously make money and get more and more famous for being just unique, weird, and ridiculous. So are you paying attention to the things that are being consumed by the youth? I don't know. Final statement. I think social media and a lot of the stars right now, a lot of the people that are going viral right now, are just a reflection of people's intrigue of the circus. I think it's just the circus act. Whether that's truly who they are or not doesn't really matter, because that is who they are portraying on screen to the people. But that's just something I noticed. Let me know what you guys think, of course. Wasn't a long episode, but there are things that I wanted to tackle and get your thoughts on. If you guys are interested in talking with me personally, you can go to my website, www.purplepoliticalbreakdown.com. Rate the podcast 5 stars. If you did enjoy what you were listening, we'll be focusing on a lot of political solutions moving forward and going over things that I think you need to pay attention to. Hope you guys enjoyed. Y'all have a good one. Take care and peace.